الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وإمامنا، عليه وعلى آله أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام، صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable العلماء الكرام، my respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters in Islam. Firstly, I would like to enjoin upon all of you to adopt a life of taqwa. For indeed, in adopting a life of taqwa, lies the success of both the world. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is indeed a fact that we all human beings, whether it is Muslims or non-Muslims, we go through problems. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us Muslims, He has gifted us solutions to our problems. It is an easy solution. Sometimes you know what happens in our life is, we lose something, maybe our wallet, and we go searching for it all over the place. Our entire home, we go to our vehicle, we search for it, and end of the day, we find our wallet in our very pocket. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the problem, and He also has given us the solution to it. But we have forgotten the solution. We haven't triggered it yet, subhanAllah. And what is that solution? A beautiful solution. Salah. Prayer.
إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
Indeed, Salah prohibits you or takes you away from evil and harm. It can take you away from the problem. SubhanAllah. Sometimes we talk about complex matters, complex solutions, but we forget the basic solution, and that is what I'm going to talk to you about today, inshaAllah ta'ala. We need to be focused towards the basic solution, perhaps to talk about the complex ones later on. If we are perfect in our basic solutions, then we can perhaps go towards the other complex matters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant understanding. Salah, it is one ibadah, one act of worship, which every single Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, till today, whoever is born, they are praying, they are making salah, and this is stipulated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How amazing! In the Quran alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in more than 50 places, Allah uses the word salah to encourage us. That itself shows us how important salah is. In another place, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Islam is based on five pillars, and one of those pillars is of salah. Prayer. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the difference between a Muslim and a kafir is salah. The kafir does not pray, but the Muslim prays. And the most ironic narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it amazes me a lot. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, for salah, you can get one of the biggest and the best gifts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could ever give his place. What is that? Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salah is the key to paradise. You know, when you don't have the key, you can't open the door. You can't enter the home. You can't enter your house. Likewise, by the respected elders and brothers in Islam, if we don't have salah, if we don't pray, we can never enter into Jannah. We can never enter into Jannah. You know that we all, as human beings, we want to live, we want to enjoy in this world as well. We try to go to work. We try not to compromise in our work. We try not to, you know, have any shortcomings in our work so that we can enjoy we can relax.
When you respect the elders and brothers in Islam,
it is very sad to say, having known that fact that we will get Jannah only if we pray, we still are very weak in it. We still try to maintain it. We still try to protect it.
We don't still even do it on time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the time.
What is wrong with us? Why aren't we doing it the proper way? Why aren't we perfecting it? We are often praying. We pray every single day, 5 times a day, morning till the evening, 5 times. And some of us have been praying for 40 years, 50 years,
and we still haven't perfected.
What is wrong with us? That is because we have misunderstood what salah is. Some people think it's some good exercise. You know, walking to the masjid, you get some good cardio. You bow down, you put your head on the ground, you stand up 4 times, 3 times. It's some good exercise. Do you think so? No, it's not just exercise. But in respect to elders and brothers in Islam, it is a divine link. It is your communication with the Rabb Azza wa Jal, with the Sustainer, the Cherisher, the Nourisher, and the Provider, and one and all. It is your conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like how I am talking to you, in your salah, you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that we fail to understand. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, this link is very important for all of us. Why do I say that? You know, when a plane cruises in the air, it has to have a link with the earth for it to be guided. Likewise, for us as creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is our guider. He is the protector. He is the sustainer. We need His guidance to perhaps be put into the straight path.
If not, what would happen is, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has let the kuffar, the disbelievers, wander around in this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us also wander around if we don't have salah. Because we have no guidance. We have no link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. How could we on earth get guidance? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Salah is a privilege that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Muslims alone.
You see, you can confess whatever you have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Stand up, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is listening to you. You can call out to Allah and He listens to you. And you can ask Him and He will give it to you, inshaAllah ta'ala. It is like, you know, sometimes when you have the capability of reaching out to the president of the country, you go to the secretary. Why do you need the secretary here? You have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you need the creation? You can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah calls you towards Him in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my slave asks you about me, tell me that I am close by to you, my slave. You can call to me and I'll answer to you. It is so explicit. What more do you want? You can call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will answer your call. We don't understand the fact that it is a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are talking to the Creator, the Sustainer, the Nourisher, the Provider, the Protector, and one and all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So when we are in conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to make sure that we do it in the best way possible. We behave in the right way. We try to do it in the best way possible. Imagine that you are going to meet the president of the country. How would you deal with it? How would you behave? Just like how you are excited, you try to be clean, you try to go on time, be there on time, and do the best that you can. So what you need to do when you convert to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you need to try to do your best in terms of salah, inshaAllah ta'ala. When I say best way, there are two things that we need to perfect ourselves in. Two aspects. Our internal affairs and the external affairs of prayer. When I say external affairs of prayer,
You know, as I said, when you go to meet the person in the country, you have the protocol. You follow the protocol. You have a way in which you sit. You have a way you address the president. You have a way to talk. You have a way to perhaps sit in that gathering. Likewise, when we convert to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a particular way to do it. What is that way? That is the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said.
صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly said, pray as you have seen me pray. And the Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they clearly say,
this is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this word. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his sujood. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat in between the sujood. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat for at-tahiyyat.
Everything is stipulated to make sure that you present yourself well in front of the kings of the king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We need to learn this. We need to learn how to pray. According to certain scholars, some scholars, it is compulsory upon every single Muslim to perfect his salah.
It is in fact compulsory. If we don't do it properly, what's the word? What's the point?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. This is very important. When somebody sees our prayer, they should be amazed. As it is so beautiful, subhanAllah.
The second aspect that we need to perfect in our life is the internal aspect of our prayer. Our intention. And the status of our heart when we pray.
You know, some people, when people are around, their prayer is, you know, a whole new level.
So beautiful. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is implemented there.
But when they are alone, that prayer is like a rocket. Subhanallah.
They are so fast. Why are you doing this? Are you praying to satisfy the people? Or are you praying to satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? That is the question that we get. Do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Definitely for this.
When you respect the elders and brothers of Islam,
just as how we have our right intentions to pray, that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely,
we need to make sure that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our prayers.
Allah says in the Quran, وَاقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, and establish prayer for my remembrance. How many of us today, we find the takbir, Allahu Akbar, and our thoughts are somewhere else. Completely somewhere else. And the moment the Imam gives salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, our thoughts are like, if we just finish salam, what happened in between? What happened in between? Subhanallah. It is so tough to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our prayers. How are we going to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside when we go to meet these people if we can't do it in salah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to remember Him in our prayers. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, I'm not saying it's easy. It's tough, it's a battle, it's a challenge. Shaitan is also in the battle, you know? He's fighting. He's putting all his effort to mislead us, to take our thoughts away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why sometimes when we pray, we get the best ideas ever. The best ideas, the best business ideas, and all that you need to think of, it comes into your mind when you say Allahu Akbar. And that same thought does not come outside. Why? Because Shaitan has taken all the distractions away from you just to make you think, okay, just forget about Allah and just think about the world, you know? That's how Shaitan is misleading us. It's a challenge. But my respect to others in college Islam, if we are able to step up the challenge, Go beyond the challenges of
shaitan.
Go beyond and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Remember, one thing that I would promise you is that salah is the best stress field that you can undertake.
It could leave you to lead a life, a sin-free life. It could lead you to make your life such a life that you don't have problems because you have confessed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِينَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, I confess all my problems to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who said that? Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. Why can't we do that? Confess all our problems to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has access to your life, the one who controls your life, so that he will make it easy for you. If we perfect our salah, if we find interest in it, insha'Allah ta'ala, by perfecting it.
Remember, my respected elders and brothers in Islam, just like how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found peace in salah, we will also be able to find peace.
أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, by the remembrance of Allah, human beings find peace. If we are able to remember Allah in our prayers, that would be the best stress field that you can ever take.
My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very exemplary to us in this manner, in this aspect, subhanAllah. He used to work day and night for the people, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
From morning to evening, he used to call people towards Allah. He put so much effort.
But when he came home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him and instructed him, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
Stand up and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have put effort in your day. In the night, stand up for me.
Don't you think that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tired?
Don't think the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tired? He considered this prayer to be an act of relaxation for himself. Why? Because he found interest in it. He found salah to be an aspect that took off all his stress away. And that is why, according to certain narrations of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa ta'ala, he used to pray until his legs got swollen. He was not bothered about it. He did not get that into his concern. He was so mesmerized, conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgot about the night, he forgot about his legs, he forgot about the pain, subhanAllah. Why not we become people like that, inshaAllah ta'ala? In our conversations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Creator, the Maker, the Sustainer, the Creator Himself, we find interest, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who, you know, perfect our salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who are righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may He unite us in the gardens of paradise, just as how He united us with one with the Atman. This is a very simple topic that needs to be addressed very often to rejuvenate our hearts. Because sometimes we talk about detailed stuff and, you know, we forget the basics. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant understanding and may He give us the opportunity to bring about all that we've done in life, in our lives, inshaAllah ta'ala.